Council President Darrell Clark says he understands the school district of Philadelphia is in need but wants a stick to accompany the carrots the city supplies. That stick, he says, would be some sort of control over any new money that comes from the city.
I just don't think it's fair or appropriate for the City Council of Philadelphia to simply each year be asked to raise the taxes on the citizens of the City of Philadelphia, although it is for a very important issue, the schools. But the reality is that there's no level of fiscal oversight on behalf of the City Council of Philadelphia, and I think that needs to be changed.
Clark says the discussions are underway on how to fund the schools for the upcoming fiscal year.
The leadership in both the House and Senate and the council continue to talk along with representatives from the governor's office to come up with a fair and balanced approach to school funding and funding to deal with our municipal pensions. So I continue to be optimistic that at some point we can get a consensus on what direction we should take and hopefully have that done within the next couple of weeks.
State officials have authorized the city to continue a 1% sales tax surcharge and use that money for the schools, while council wants half the sales tax money to pay the city pension deficit, replacing it for the schools with a tobacco tax. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.